I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. A heat advisory takes effect for the region today. It'll run through the weekend. We'll see temperatures into the mid-90s this afternoon with a heat index value as high as 105. Clear tonight, a low of 74. You can pretty well copy that forecast through the rest of this week with temperatures into the mid to upper 90s and heat indices topping 105 degrees. Two GOP senators from Southern Illinois say there must be some movement soon on a funding mechanism for the state's school districts. WSIU's Brad Palmer reports.
The spending plan lawmakers enacted this month over Governor Bruce Rauner's vetoes includes a requirement that school funding be distributed through a new method. But that method isn't law yet, and Rauner has promised to veto it. Senator Dale Fowler says he knows the situation is critical in his district after he met with 22 superintendents a few weeks ago.
80% of those districts, of the 22, have less than 120 days of operating capital, and approximately 80% of those have less than 90 days. And actually, four of our school districts, the superintendent stated that they will be unable to open the doors without funding.
Democratic leaders have yet to send the education reform bill to the governor. Senator Paul Shimp says Rauner should be allowed to use his amendatory veto power.
Let him make his changes, and if President Cullerton and Speaker Madigan want to try to override his changes, that's their right under the system that we have.
Reports say senators believe they have the votes for an override, but it's doubtful in the House. I'm Brad Palmer.
The man accused of killing an SIUC student in 2014 has entered his plea in Jackson County Court. The Daily Egyptian reports Gage Bethune pleaded not guilty yesterday to two counts of first-degree murder of an SIUC student, Pravin Varghese. Bethune waived a formal hearing. His attorney, Mike Wepsick, says he's filing for a change of venue because this case has been so highly publicized. Bethune was the last person to see Varghese alive after giving him a ride in February of 2014. Varghese's body was found in a wooded area along Route 13 in the eastern part of Carbondale almost a week later. A Jackson County coroner's autopsy found no evidence of foul play, though a second autopsy called for by the family showed Varghese suffered a traumatic blow to the head. A new federal court filing claims kids in a Southern Illinois youth prison are being ordered to longer adult sentences for what experts say is minor misbehavior. Attorneys with the American Civil Liberties Union filed the motion as a part of an ongoing court oversight over the Department of Juvenile Justice. Camille Bennett is an attorney with the ACLU and says according to the court filing, there have been more than 40 charges brought since the beginning of 2016 against inmates at the youth prison in Harrisburg. Sunny, warm, and humid today. We'll see a high of 95 with a heat index topping 105 degrees. I'm Jennifer Fuller.